The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. So glad you could join us this week. Here's a off-season episode that you've all been waiting for. We're turning the game mastering duties over to Rob this week. Hello. Rob's been spending some time deep in the heart of his...
Secret lair.
Secret lair.
The dungeon.
Evil secret lair dungeon.
Deep within the bowels of a sperm whale.
God, it hurts!
So, Rob, we're going to turn it over to you and let you fill us in.
All right. We're going to go with... This is a homebrew setting for me. This is actually homebrew from the ground up for this one. Whereas the realm we're sitting in, the realm you guys are playing in, is lorded over...
Ruled.
Ruled over, deified over by dinosaurs. Essentially, the idea behind this is in a tribal setting, in a nomadic thing, kind of Native American without
animistic.
Being... Yeah, an animistic yeah. setting without being too much, because I didn't do enough research to actually legitimately say it's Native American.
It's a reimagining of a Native American type
state. If the dinosaurs still existed, why wouldn't those be revered as the gods? That's the general idea behind this. Each of the characters is going to be from a different tribe. Brian is going to be from the...
Well, the Archaeopteryx tribe, but as they are referred to within the setting as the Moon's Flight or the Feathered Change is the name of the god. Okay.
And Rodrigo will be from the...
I'll be from the Pterodon tribe, which are generally referred to as the Wing Nobility or the Soaring Leader, probably... among ourselves in our chants as the wings that fray the sun.
Hey, Rodrigo's better at this than I am. And Steven is from
The Life-Giving Glow. Is that my tribe name? Just says Raptor at the top.
Yeah. The tribe, the dinosaur that represents you is raptors.
Right.
And this is all raptors, much like Rodrigo's is all pteranodons, are represented within this. The way yours looks at it is it's a god of change and trickery, which is why there's multiple different sizes of raptors going around. So this isn't just Velociraptors or Utahraptors or...
Deinonychus.
Yeah. Right. Any of the other raptors that I don't remember?
Oviraptor.
Yeah.
I should have remembered that one. He used to be a god. And the nicknames are the ones that you've got sitting there that I can't remember.
Harappa the Raptor.
All right. The Fire Thief.
Essentially, the raptors are what gave fire to
the peoples.
And Matthew.
Matthew.
Is from?
Comes from the tribe, the Q Daijujin, known also as the Horned Warrior Charging Protector tribe.
Which is, what's the actual dinosaur for that one?
The actual dinosaur? Well, thereupon hangs a tale. Some speak of it as the Torosaurus. But I was raised in the 70s when we had 4 food groups and 9 planets, so I call it Triceratops.
I'm telling you, man, they changed the name for Torosaurs to Triceratops to appease guys like you specifically.
Yeah. I think the decision that they made was that the Triceratops is actually the child form of the Torosaurus. Either way, doesn't matter to me. I'm the guy with the 3 horns and the big frill, and I go, "Hi, how are you?
Different head.
My name's Ed."
So that's the 4 tribesmen here. and they'll get introduced here in a little bit. The other four tribes, or excuse me, there's 10 total gods in this setting, the other six being the Ankylosaur, which is a god of healing, the Compsognathus. Hey, I remembered it for a change. The Compies, which are the gods of the spirit world. They are the tenders. They take the souls. The T-Rex, the god of death and torment. The Plesiosaur, because this is... I'll explain that in a moment, but he's the god of sea and civilization. The Mosasaur is a god of undersea. And the Stegosaurus is the god of poison and madness and all that stuff that I couldn't fit in anywhere else.
Does the Mosasaur actually have the ability to part the sea?
That's clever.
Yeah, I worry about brother Shempasaur and his other brother Curlysaur.
All right. The other big thing with this setting
that is... That was my one.
Right. We'll get on with this eventually. Nope. The other thing about this setting is all the tribes are nomadic. However, this is a massive archipelago. I was going to get the right word.
Archaeopteryx.
I will throw my drink at you.
Renfarenchus.
No, first of all, Indiana Jones was an Archaeopteryx, and stop interrupting Rob.
Thank you, Matthew.
You're welcome. Right, so, I got your back, bro. I got your back.
So the realm is a massive archipelago. Mm. So the tribes are nomadic except for Brian's, which he can explain if he wants to or not. And the tribes are being brought together for this setting because there is a large invasion, or not necessarily invasion force. There's trouble brewing that no tribe feels that they can handle by themselves. They need to get a representative from all the tribes, or enough of a representation from the tribes as a whole to be able to defeat this force. So what we're doing is you guys are going to the tribal council, and the tribal council has decided they are going to select X number of champions, and we're going to open with a skill challenge. You guys are going to try and show why you individually should be selected as the champion, as one of the champions.
Yay.
So I do have a question.
Mm-hmm.
There are four player characters.
Right.
It seems that there are 9 successes necessary. Will we have to do more than just do the thing and the thing? I mean, obviously, if we all four say, yep, we sure are awesome, I guess there's a twist coming.
All right. Yeah, basically, it's going to be successive rounds.
Mm-hmm.
So each successive round or turn in the skill challenge will be another chance for you to show why you are awesome.
Okay.
So the first one is going to be, you know, hi, I'm Joe Bob of the T-Rex tribe, mm-hmm. and I am awesome because I am scary. Grr. Okay, please roll me intimidate, Joe Bob. That makes sense?
Yep.
Cool. Go ahead and initiatize, gentlemen. All right. Matthew, your initiative?
Hang on, I'm looking for my modifier. Where do they keep initiative modifiers?
Bottom left.
Yeah.
Page 1?
Yep.
Initiatize modifier of 10. That puts me at a 28.
Nice. Steven?
13.
Rodrigo?
11.
Brian?
9.
That's convenient. You guys just
We're making it too easy for him.
All right. So, Matthew, you're first.
Hello.
Go ahead and give us your name, your tribe.
So, is this actually like? Is there like a grandstand of elders?
Yes.
Sitting
yeah,
there
I guess and... I should give a. Yeah, you guys are in a open air natural arena. Natural, I guess arena would be the best one. Yeah, you guys are in a natural arena. There's the ruling council is sitting there watching you, judging you. You guys are with probably a few others from each of your tribes and a number of others from all the other tribes.
Mm-hmm.
There's at least two people from each of your tribes on the ruling body, and it is being presided over by the eldest member of the T-Rex, because they are the ones who are currently in charge of the Council of Tribes. And the rest is, go ahead and it'll be Matthew's turn. Go ahead and give us your name and tribe, and a actual character description at this point.
Okay.
And then tell me why you're awesome and what skill you're going to use for it.
Do you want my name first?
You can do it however you want. Just, we need to get all of that information in this.
All right. I step forward. How big is a dragonborn, do you speak?
They're 6 foot
ish.
Like 6 1/4 to 6 and.
Large ish.
On the tall side, if you.
It's quite a range. 6 1/4.
Stepping forward in the large ish, coming as I do from the charging protector tribe, I am seemingly somewhat thick of limb and broad of chest, clearly carrying a large gold shield with the symbol of my tribe, which is actually a symbolic head of a triceratop-like creature with weaponry splayed around it in a sunburst type formation. Also kind of armory armored, but not heavily armory armored. The one thing that you would probably notice is across the chest and shoulders, one specific large piece of armor is decorated, and it again has the shield, the heraldic of my tribe. I raise my hand, bow my head, which notably does have two large protrusions, one on either side of the forehead, one at the base of my extremely elongated snouty face, identifying myself as one of the horned warrior tribe. And I speak. Greetings, all. I am Burai Sunburst. In my tribe, we were the guardians of the orchards in the kingdom until tricked into eating the holy fruit that we were forbidden to eat. And since that day, we have wandered as they would have it, as the charging protector would live. I should be chosen on this day because I will not fall. I will not stop. I will not be stopped. No matter the cost, no matter the foe. And I roll my intimidate.
All right. Go ahead.
How's a 34 grab you?
That will be a success.
Indeed. And I stand silent and try to be awesome in an awesome way. Right. Of awesome.
Did you say your name during that?
Yes.
I did.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, he led with it.
Didn't quite catch all of it.
I, he said, rewinding, am Burai Sunburst.
All right.
For those in the cheap seats.
All right. There's, the people in the cheap seats are cheering. Many of the elders are nodding.
Yay, we're poor.
Many of the leaders are nodding and...
Yes, yes, we need one of those in the party.
Yeah. And then, Steven.
A
15 turns later. Yeah, there's quite a few people between you and Burai.
A cloven-hoofed figure steps through the arena, dust with every step rising. Not a tall figure, only 5'10". But broad of shoulder, nice cropped hair in the back, so we can tell that he's rather young. For his time, but full of life and energy as he approaches, almost as a strut. You can hear dun 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 dun.
Well,
if he had a
your tribe could have definitely sent a drum group. Yeah.
Dun, dun, absolutely, dun, dun, I think that's brilliant. Dun, 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 dun.
Stomp. Yes, raises his hands and the processional stops. Greetings, elders. I am Stormwind Brokenhorn. Ah, and some of the people down front. Yes, I do have a Brokenhorn, ladies. Please, do not let that dissuade you. Yes.
Nice.
Think of anything else but my one large and mighty horn.
Oh, beautiful.
Gentlemen, I believe that I would be best for this quest that you are putting us upon because of my natural charm and my ability to understand the land around us. Okay. So I'm going to roll a nature. Ability to understand the land and the...
Can you get a little more description on the understanding of the land?
Ah.
Like, dating a, such as...
Right. Oh. Because telling people much you know about nature would be diplomacy or bluff if you're lying.
Well, I'm waiting for that.
Well, why don't you...
Okay.
You could roll that way.
All right.
I'd say his nature is actually pretty decent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nature and bluff and athletics are all really good on this one. But, yeah. So, yeah, we'll roll bluff this time.
Okay. I think bluff would be great.
Mm-hmm.
For the life living glow tribe, right? That's what it says, or the
life-giving claw.
Oh, life-giving claw.
My handwriting is bad.
Okay, the life-giving claw, and of course, right around his neck, there is a claw with flames all upon it.
No relation to the purple claw.
Ooh, not very good. That is going to be a 17.
Skill check difficulty class. Level 11 is going to be easy 11, moderate 18, hard 23.
All right. Ah, people don't believe you.
Well, then action point. In that case, I'm just going to smack the hell out of stuff.
What?
And that is going to be a 29.
Yeah, that's a success.
There you go.
Lowbrow crowd.
Ha! You do your armpit farts.
Alright. Yep. That one works. You get massive. Yeah, I'll just like.
Because as I show off my strength, I punch something. There's a. I don't know. Somebody's squire standing next to me. Pow! Right in the kisser. And he goes sailing across the arena.
All right. And cheers from the upper tiers again. And a lot of the
bow down to the ladies.
You get a couple of swoons.
You may have one swoon.
My adventure kit now contains one swoon.
You have one swoon, and his name is Dave.
Rodrigo.
All right. So when his number is called, out walks a tall man about, well, I guess with the dragonborn kicking around, he wouldn't be any of the tallest around. He's probably a little, just a skosh over 6 feet. Handsome, has a dark kind of a... cinnamon skin, white pupil-less eyes, and lines of energy that emanate from those eyes, kind of like in the tribal face mask, and those lines are actually glowing. He wears hide armor with a thick fur neck. His arms are entirely exposed, and those also have glowing tattoos. He carries on his back is the handle of some weapon that is difficult to see at this point, a spear and an oar, like for rowing. And when he strides out, he says, "Greetings, elders. My name..." Yes, thank you. "My name is Makapilipua, the descending autumn sun. I am the son of Halgapilipua." And I will gesture to my father. Is my father actually in the council?
Yes, your father would be in the council.
Yay, son!
Yes.
That's my boy!
I'm sure there's at least one elbow that goes up.
Would you like to explain why your father's on the council?
I think that's about it. My father's on the council. I'm part of the royal family. But since every tribe has like different ideas, I'm sure that's entirely unimpressive to, for example, Matthew's tribe.
Indeed.
But it's bound to get a hook in somewhere. So he'll step out, I'll step out, introduce myself, and then say, I am well trained in the geography of the area. I am well trained in every manner of plant and creature. But most importantly, I should be chosen for this because it is destiny. And earlier, as I thought that my name was going to come up, I went and found the nest of an enormous pteranodon and lined it with itchy flowers so that he would get itchy and fly over the congregation right as I was stepping out using nature.
All right.
Here's what you see, how poorly I roll as a player. See?
Oh. You're using a spin down this, bro.
Yep.
He kicks our asses with spin downs all the time.
Yep.
They're biased.
Yeah, I rolled a crap as a player. That's going to be a... too low. A 19.
That was right on.
Yeah, that was...
Oh, was it?
Was 18 was the moderate.
18 was the...
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
So, success. So, yeah, the pterodactyl flies over, beats after you say destiny. And it's one of the bigger ones.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know which ones the biggest ones are. This is why I need Denny or Jake. But success. You are
pteranodon.
You get almost pure silence from the crowds as they just look up in awe at the timing. And because you get one of the ones that's three or four times the size of your
average just gigantic wingspan.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. A shadow goes over the entire stadium as it comes over.
I raise an eyebrow.
That is
slightly.
All. Thank you.
And with that, just cheers and
yeah. I run back to where the other wing leader or wing noble tribesmen are, and we basically like bump shoulders with each other.
All right, and Brian.
All right. Well, Resplendent Marvel is a man-shaped being composed of what? You're laughing.
Just roll with it. Just keep going.
Composed of many various rocks of many kinds, many colors, with all sorts of other colorful veins running through them, all polished and very neat looking. With
like generally spiky or geometrical, or
I'd say smooth and polished and rounded and just and shiny. Very shiny.
That's all Brian cares about. It's shiny.
Bedecked in basically a little more than a tabard or a tabard over basically a chain type armor that tends to wrap around in a kind of a spiral type pattern around him. He holds a elaborately carved staff made it seems out of simple materials, but with elaborate construction. And stuff like that. All right. And so this being largely just kind of looms in the back, quietly observing other people as they come forward, give their speeches. While he is watching the council, seeing what they best respond to, what they feel that gives them.
So your low initiative was you biding your time?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
not Brian sucking?
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
It's that's me the in-story explanation for Brian sucking.
And using my insight to feel them out to determine how to best deliver my presentation.
All right.
Or not. That'd be a 21.
Yeah, it's a success. So how best do you deliver your presentation?
PowerPoint. Should we wait?
Bro, they like giant pterodactyls.
Yes, yeah, that is in fact from his display, they do seem to like shows of power and of That's often feasible. Divine significance.
Yeah, if you want to save it for your next one, you can.
It kind of depends on what really good is, but yes. If not, I can refangle it.
Yeah, okay. I might as well save it for the next one.
All right. Yep. So, yeah. Yeah, there's about 30, 35 people here, and it's pared down quite a bit after that first one. There's only about 16 people left.
Mm-hmm.
So about 16 works. There's most of them are from, you got at least one representative of each tribe still, and then there's another six that are from multiple tribes. More than one from, or there's like three or four from the T-Rex tribe, and the other ones are just kind of evened out. It seems the T-Rexes are actually being favored a little.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go back around to Burai.
Burai.
Sorry.
All right. So, have we winnowed away some people?
Yes. Yes,
you have. Okay. So there are a few people who have disappeared, and there are a few people who sneeze in the background like little girls, and there are a few people who are no longer there. But it's clear that, you know, the group is starting to get smaller.
Yeah. Between the last time you and this time, there's about half as many people. In fact, you're the first one up on the like last time you were like four people in. This time you are the very first one.
Okay. And if you were, for the benefit of the people listening at home, to succinctly, 5 words, 10 words or less, say what it is we are going to do, what we are basically vying to do, it would be?
There is a dangerous presence, possibly dangerous set of entities that are approaching from the north that no one is entirely certain as to exactly what they are. So this mission will be part scouting, part
skirmishing.
Yeah.
Okay.
To try and stop them from actually incurring upon your ancestral homelands.
Okay. I step forward. I raise my shield silently and wait for the crowd to quiet and wait for each of them to look. Then I speak. It is said that dictators ride to and fro upon tigers which they dare not dismount. And those tigers are hungry. If we are to work together, this assemblage, this greatest assemblage must have a central force. Not a leader, but to lead people, do we not walk beside them? The people do not notice the existence of those best leaders. The best leader's work is done when the people say, we did it ourselves. I put myself forward, not only as one of this brave assemblage, but the one who may lead. For if the great horned dragon of the heavens were to enter this arena now, he would have great power, but I will be the first to rise and assure him that he has no authority whatsoever. And I roll my diplomacy.
All right.
And I get a 19.
Total.
On the die.
Total.
Total. Success.
And my diplomacy is a 17.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, I rolled for crap. But did they buy it?
Yes. Yes, they did. Most of the elders, or most of the leading council is nodding. You actually have a few applauding. Surprisingly, actually the head of the council is applauding approvingly. Golf clap. Yeah.
Excellent. I bow to him specifically and to each in a manner that is thingama.
Respectful?
Appropriate and respectful, yes.
Right.
I lower my shield and step back.
All right. All right. So there's a few guys between you and Stormwind.
And one guy's like,
A guy walks into a bar.
Yeah. Clearly the elders are not going to be impressed by the ventriloquist two rounds in a row.
Yeah, and then the guy who looks like Clay Aiken. Yeah. He's probably out.
There's at least one where the council just kind of looks around at each other. It's like, how did this guy make it to round two?
Crowd favorite.
Exactly.
Apparently.
People's choice.
And Stormwind.
Stormwind, standing over beside the edge of the arena, walks forward with two beautiful nymphs under his arm, giving a little finger sign out to some of the other members from his tribe in the audience. Hey. Snaps his fingers. Ladies, I'll be with you in just a moment. Elders, great ones, I'm back. Thank you. You've seen my might. And once people have seen my might, they fear me. I roll an intimidation. Ooh, yes, that's going to be a 28. And there's that squire, as I say that, the squire that I punched earlier standing next to me, and I give him the little fake, the little lunge fake, and he jumps back. Thank you. Yes. Ladies.
Cheers from the rest of the audience. One of the guys from your tribe on the council is just shaking his head. He's grinning, but shaking his head. The other one is just nodding.
With the beat.
Yeah, with the beat. The rest of the council actually looks thoroughly impressed with your display of...
Am I the shortest one?
Probably.
Probably. The other three races are actually pretty big for... Okay. Please. And Descending Autumn.
All right. So Descending Autumn walks out and says, thank you, elders. Thank you for this opportunity to be here with you. If you do not choose me, I am still very happy to even be given the opportunity to be here. But if you do, know this. You would be picking a very physically imposing specimen. And I'll flex, and not only will my muscles just totally bulge out, but also my runes will start glowing.
Cool.
For example, I have here, and I'll reach back and pull out a little, like, Remphorynchos pterodactyl-looking guy. Like, just a little pterodon. This is my friend and companion, Warky, Bane of Tuna. And he will help me with this demonstration. And I send him out, and he begins to spin around and around and around and around the arena, going farther and farther and farther up. And I say, and now I will feed him this fish. I pull out a fish. And I basically just flex down my legs and just spring straight up into the air to feed him a fish all the way up there. Which, if you've ever seen a show at SeaWorld, is actually the opposite of how it goes. So yes, I will be using athletics for this.
Cool.
That's going to be a success.
Yep. That's 30 on the dot.
Excellent.
Nice. Yeah, most of the crowd cheers. The council actually applauds. You get a couple of people in the council going, yeah! All
right. I land really loudly. And then he'll come over and just land straight on my head. And I'll walk out.
Cool. Resplendent Marvel.
Very well. I step forward and address the council. As you all know, as being befitting a member of the tribe of the Feathered Change, I am a person of great knowledge. However, it does not seem that merely knowledge is what would be needed in this expedition. It seems that a show of power is what helps put us above the rest in going forward with this. So, in that, I do wish to merely mention that I feel... Not only should I go, I believe it is my God's choice that I do go on this. And as I basically am doing this, basically the winds start picking up and thunder starts cracking, clouds gather, skies darken as the sun is blotting out and largely just framing the moon within the sky and just kind of spotlighting me there.
Religion?
Religion.
Nice.
19.
Success.
Man, we are squeaking by.
Yeah, we are.
Our tribes are doomed.
I even made it so it was one of the easier.
Yep.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, you guys probably would have failed like 3 rounds ago.
Yep.
All right, so yeah. Yeah, you get... takes you a little more than you expected, but mm-hmm. Yeah. You get the moon to just shine perfectly on you. You get a nice gleam across your body. Most of the crowd is looking up in awe, much like they did with the Pteranodon, as, you know, there's only one spot on the in the arena that's actually got light in it anymore. And the council looks around and nods approvingly. And for the last one, potentially, Burai. Did I pronounce it right that time, Matthew?
Burai.
Matthew.
Matthew. Goodbye,
Do you still
Matthew.
Exist?
Uh-oh.
Did we lose Matthew?
Nice.
Sorry, I had a sneezing child in the room.
Okay.
Rodrigo.
That happens.
Hello.
I, out of character, have forgotten your character's name, and it is important.
Okay. It is Makapilipua
mm-hmm.
or Descending Autumn Sun. Either one.
Excellent. Okay. So I take it now that we have been winnowed down to just a few. Is it just the four of us left now, Rob?
No, there's... There's about 10 to 12 of you guys left.
10 to 12 of you guys left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's that you're whittling down the last few here.
Okay. Interesting. How many successes do we need?
One more success in order to actually beat the skills challenge.
Excellent. I step forward again, raise my shield, and wait for silence. The elders may forget, yet all shall be forgot, but will remember with advantages what feats we do this day. And shall our names familiar be in your mouth as household words? Stormwind, Broken Horn, Makapilipua,
hey, that's me.
Resplendent Marvel, Burai Sunburst, Be in Flowing Cups, freshly remembered, the story shall the good man teach his child from this day to the ending of the world, but we in it shall be remembered, we few, we happy few, we band of lizards. For he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother, be he ne'er so vile, this day shall gentle his condition. And those now abed shall think themselves accursed. They will not hear and hold their manhoods cheap while any speaks that fought with us upon this day. And then I probably roll something. I'm going to go with endurance because that was a really long speech.
I was wondering how you're going to pull this one up because that was all diplomacy for that.
27.
Success.
Resounding yes. Success. To filibuster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your speech goes on for like another 10 minutes.
It certainly can. I mean,
just keeps building.
He that outlives this day and comes safe home will stand a tiptoe when this day is named and rouse him at the name of Burai Sunburst. Never mind.
Okay, so, yeah. Do you...
I love you guys, I do.
You succeed. As a group, you beat the skills challenge. It has been pared down to the council breaks and discusses things. So you guys can actually talk amongst yourselves, amongst any of the other combatants if you want. Contestants.
Sure.
They're not combatants yet.
Not yet.
Combat testants.
Uh-oh. Did you say yet?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know not.
So you guys can talk amongst yourselves, amongst the other contestants. I mean, he did just point out the three of you specifically during that speech. Unless you want to, you know, make it so as Burai actually talked about some of the other ones, or if he was pointing out who he thought was the best.
I'm going to leave that. I'm going to leave that up to the individual viewer. if you at home believe that I was picking the best, and certainly not those who are PCs.
Flip to page 32.
If you believe that Burai mentioned everybody, flip to page 57. Oh, you died.
Yeah, when Burai comes back in into the where the contestants are, I'll offer him a shoulder.
I'll shoulder check him.
Okay. I probably don't stand.
No, it's a friendly shoulder check.
Sure.
Of awesome.
I send one of the finest drinks that we have over to our friends.
Right. Yeah, you amongst with 10 other people, or not 10 others, 6 other people, are one from each tribe, are sent to a waiting area. You're told by the council, the
you may sit elder. Here in the waiting room or wait there in the sitting room.
The Great Hunger Elder. All right. We will deliberate some. We will have a come to a consensus and see who we will be sending forth. We will send a messenger to come get you within the hour once we have a consensus as to where we proceed from here. There were more talented individuals in this group than we were expecting, so we will have to discuss further our options as to who will go forth.
Well met.
Nods.
You can all wait here. There is plenty of refreshments. And
The Great Hunger Elder talks like Rodrigo when he's pretending to be really Caucasian. Hello. My name is Roger.
Well, that's because I'm pretending to be Rob.
Funny.
I'll eat stuff.
As will I.
I'll pretend to eat stuff.
I will eat a something.
You probably don't actually have to eat, do you?
No.
Technically, you can, because it's how you have potions and everything, but...
He just breaks them over his head.
Yep. I anoint myself in a quick ritual.
Yep.
Now, would any of us be... I mean, obviously, it's not necessarily something that we're going to be outwardly making obvious, but is Brian's character going to be something unusual, or is he just another of the regular tribe types?
He is somewhat unusual.
Not unique, okay. But not commonplace.
Yeah, he's not commonplace. The flying change? Feathered change?
The feathered change.
Yeah, the feathered change is the only tribe that has shard mines in it. The feathered
change. Okay.
Yeah. So he is. It's not something that you've never seen or at least never heard of, but right. This is the first one that you would have had to dealt with up close. The same is actually true for Stormwind, who is a satyr, and the satyrs are only members of the life-giving claw or the feathered change.
Right. They call them satyrs because you don't want to pass them over. I'm good with that. Mm. Okay. Cool.
Gentlemen, no need to be somber or intimidated. This is a time of rejoice and happiness. We are the finalists. Clap his hands, and music starts playing. Dancing girls, ladies, please.
Hey, that's true. Either way, they're feeding us, and this stuff is good.
Mm. Oh, I guess for all of you, Maka would be slightly unusual. You recognize the fact that he's a Genasi, but each of the tribes has only one type of Genasi. And none of them are, and his is the Wind Soul. None of the other tribes would have a Wind Soul. They would each have their own individual specific one. The only one that I could specify off the top of my head is the Raptors would have a Fire Soul Genasi.
Caw-caw, caw-caw. And I believe the soul of my tribe would be composed of molybdenum. What? You do classical elements. I do regular elements.
So if my tribe was composed by Barry White.
All right.
Not out of Dolomite.
Barry White is an alloy of Dolomite. You mix your Dolomite up with a little bit of Superflight.
Very well. I feel the council will make the correct decision.
That's funny. I'm going to feel out the guys who the guys who aren't player characters.
The other ones, all right. Give me just a moment.
Are there any humans in the finals?
Yes.
Humans. They look delicious.
We eat them.
I sincerely hope so. I
Except
haven't
for Brian,
had any...
he just kind of smashes them into his face.
Brian's about...
Yeah. Let's see. There's
I pestle them.
There are humans in the tribe. Everyone, all the archaeologists just started moaning at us. No humans and dinosaurs together.
That's the whole point behind this one is that you know dinosaurs survived while sentient races came around. Right, there is a Deva barbarian from the Great Hunger tribe.
Dave the barbarian.
Dave. I didn't even put that together. That's my one.
Is it? Your inadvertent one.
Yes, my inadvertent one. There is an Eladrin. Just a sec.
Eladrin. Eladrin.
Seems.
Ba-bum, ba-bum.
He's a melee guy, but he seems to actually be.
Your sword magey type.
Kind of sword magey, but.
Sword magey.
He's supposed to be built as a. He's a. Probably an assassin, really. An Eldrin assassin, so. Kind of shadowy, kind of dark. He's part of the Stegosaurus or the Venomous Vengeance tribe.
Nice name.
I thought so. There is a Dragonborn
Paladin.
Could port
onto it into Vengemus.
Because we said Dragonborn. And,
right.
Paladins and dinosaurs.
Yeah. And why is this stupid thing not working correctly?
Allosaur.
Right. Yeah, he is from the... As soon as I can actually get to the thing. I do apologize about the wait here.
I apologize for the inconvenience. By the way...
Just apologize directly to Steven, because he's the one who's going to have to cut this out.
That's all right. I'm making notes here.
By the way, Rob, you don't have a handle
50,
right
Rob
now. You
pissed me off again. Had 50 minutes and 20 seconds. Rob did it again.
He is of the Mosasaur tribe.
the Moses Horowitz tribe?
Yes. The tribe of the Beast of Storms.
That's the third different joke I've made about that. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ask him who his mother's mother is.
Touché. I'm going to like you as a player. And now that you don't have to keep me under control, you're going to be my ally.
We're doomed.
I know. I'm the one who's stuck with this.
No, I'm the one stuck with this.
Yeah, true.
At 59:26, Matthew pissed me off again.
With Rodrigo on
and
drums.
And there is a dwarven...
I'm surprised you just don't got a stamp for that.
I don't know. Right? Yeah, time. Time
dwarven.
Just, like, flip the little things and stamp it.
There's a dwarf of the Compsognathus, the Compies, of the Tribe of the Swarm, who is
the swarm.
Obviously divine. But you can place his possibly the same class as Resplendent Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other two. So which two didn't I get?
I don't think you've mentioned the T-Rex yet.
No, the T-Rex was the first one. It's the Deva Barbarian.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
Dave the Barbarian. And then you had the.
That was just straight up dumb luck. The dwarf is of the Ankylosaur tribe.
There you go.
Which means there's the Compies have a cleric there. He is also a dwarf.
Short dwarf.
Kind of a white, pale beard.
Almost a ghostly beard.
That kind of.
That's a thing.
And then the last one is another ranger of the Plesiosaur tribe. He's the only human there.
Let's eat him.
No.
Not raw. We cook him.
Yeah, if you guys saw on your things, there's tribes that you guys would consider allies and tribes that you consider rivals. Matthew, mm-hmm. You saw that.
I did.
It's in your email that I sent you at the start of this.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Yeah, so at least one of the other people in the group is actually one of your allies. There's a tribe you consider an ally, and the other mm-hmm. two people are actually in tribes you consider rivals out of sheer dumb luck and happenstance.
Sheer dumb luck and happenstance, doo-da. We're going to make that joke a lot. Song stuck in my head.
All right, so if you guys want to talk to any of the other six.
Yeah. I'm going to go rattle the T-Rex's cage.
Yay.
Okay. How so?
I'm going to wander over to him in sort of a general conversational stance.
Are you going to have your thumb in your mouth?
No.
You're biting your thumb.
I bite my thumb at... I don't have thumbs. None of us have thumbs.
No, we're not... you're the only one who's an actual dinosaur.
I sometimes have thumbs.
Also, you still have thumbs. You just only have two fingers.
Yeah. You don't have a ring finger or a
pinky. I'm not going to make it obvious, but I am going to move, you know, generally through the bits and clumps of people. I'm going to talk to people, but I want to kind of get the T-Rex's measure.
Yeah. What do you think is in this food?
Yeah, he's...
How messy.
Obviously a barbarian, obviously angry, tends to fall more towards... less towards the wisdom of the Great Hunger Tribe, more towards the aggression and strength.
Mm-hmm. Well met, my friend.
Sure. Glares at you. Kind of almost a snarl when he says sure.
Seems as though we may be standing side by side.
It's possible.
I'd say entirely likely. Given your relative pugnaciousness and, of course, me being me. But I suppose I wanted to just kind of see how you felt about being, you know, having me as your right hand, if you would. Obviously, I mean, should it come to that.
I'll elbow Resplendent Marvel, point out that.
And just, kinda, a slight
and,
nod.
And just kind of lean back.
Splendid Marvel quietly observes, as he is wont to do.
Well, as you've been chosen by the council, I imagine your skills should be well enough.
I have few worries in that. I wondered what your feel for the rest of our group is. Whom do you think is most likely to make it to the finals with, of course, yourself and me?
The waterman over there, the friendly one, isn't going to make it, points at the human. And the soul taker also, no. Amongst the others, I'd say the best chances lie with the satyr. And probably the healer.
And should it come to it, I mean, there may be a need for additional winnowing, and of course in that situation we might certainly find ourselves in need of an ally. No one would suspect the two of us to be allied.
Yeah. Because it wouldn't happen.
As you say.
Snap.
Quick. Simply an observation.
Close up.
Why don't you go play with those that actually like you?
Oh, I wouldn't say that's problematic. You seem a gregarious sort. And I have often been renowned for my charisma.
Are you implying something?
I'm sure I don't know what you mean.
He just glares and you hear a low guttural growl.
Sounds like rain. The approaching thunder. Sad that such sound would have so little fury. If you'll excuse me, I believe they're calling my name. And I calmly walk away. Having done that just to be an ass, basically.
Yeah. As you start to walk away, you kind of see all but like two people are staring at your conversation.
I very poorly pretend like I wasn't. I probably literally put one of my hands over one of my eyes.
I walk up to Makapilipua, and I slapped him on the shoulder in a genial fashion. And I say, how about you, young man? Who do you believe will make it to protect our various peoples from the coming storm?
Oh, I think it doesn't matter. I think the elders are wise, and whoever they pick is going to do fantastic.
You're an astute young lad there, if lad is the word that I would use, which it may not be, but that's all out of character now, isn't it?
Probably.
Indeed.
I am pretty young. Probably not even 20.
So tell me of this, of your people.
Well, my people.
You got to see this, Matthew, just because it's so funny. Every time he talks, there's Makapilipula.
Every time, pretty much everything he says, unless he's like trying very hard to be quiet, he either raises his arms, slaps himself in the chest or the gut, because he's a pretty rotund guy.
Awesome.
See, my people, we are the people of the sky, and we are the people of the great soaring leader. We follow the winged ones in our canoes so that they will point us to the fish that are our lifeblood. That is why I carry this oar, because I am second in line for the to be chieftain. My brother is first in line, and that's why he gets a canoe. But should my brother call on me, I will row for him.
I like this kid. You're a good lad, my friend.
Thanks.
And then I wander off and stop stealing the spotlight in Rob's game.
Yeah, you're kind of putting the spotlight on other people. Yeah.
For a moment. Oh, well, all right.
Okay, I'll take this point of view again.
Well, heck. Let's go kick a dwarf.
This is the DMing I like the most. Especially when it's just two of the player characters going back and forth.
Nice. So, Resplendent Marvel looks like he's made of
rocks.
Stone? Rocks?
Yes.
Gems.
Are we talking like geode stone or
I think
various many polished, colorful rocks.
So like turquoise and jade and things like that?
Yes. With, you know, veins of other
like
things.
Like semi-precious stuff.
Yeah.
With veins of silver running through you.
Yep.
Cool.
Very colorful being.
And you, my friend, you definitely live up to your name.
Thank you.
And what of your people, sir?
Well, as you may know, we are scholars. We do our best to find what we can about the world and make record of it. And that hope that if on this quest I will be able to provide even greater knowledge to be acquired and disseminate that back to my tribe as necessary.
I can practically guarantee that each of us has something we're to learn, and I shoot a look at the T-Rex.
He's ignoring you at this point.
Darn.
It looks like he's ignoring you. He might.
He's not ignoring me.
Probably not, but he's...
He's making a show of ignoring me.
Yeah. That's
all right.
One thing I should point out, that the Feathered Change is the only tribe that's not nomadic. They actually do maintain a library in the far northwest of your region, which is why he is able to actually maintain knowledge and pass things down. The rest of the tribes are nomadic.
Traveling, yeah. And we know, of course, that his people are the ones who are responsible for most of our continuity.
Yep.
Well, that's everybody important. Or have I forgotten someone? Ah!
You
Broken Horn.
Him,
Stormwind Broken Horn.
So at that moment, this fellow turns around and he sees these two beautiful ladies sitting on Stormwind's lap. And Stormwind says, "Hang on," the farmer said, "I'll get my hat." Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, ladies, wait till later. You and I will go and have some fun.
I'll just ignore him then.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you saying something? She had her tongue in my ear. You know how it is. Oh, maybe you don't.
He doesn't.
Doesn't sound pleasant.
Ladies, I think this gentleman and I have a few words to exchange.
Having ears, I mean.
I start flexing.
Yes, I definitely see you over there.
Hello.
And what can I do for you, good sir?
We were simply speaking of the coming storm and who we think is most likely to make it to the final.
Oh, well, I think that's quite obvious. I am charming.
Trying a little too hard.
Ah, dangly parts.
Can't cross my legs because my knees don't bend that way.
All right.
Giggity.
I think the strong one over there, even though he does appear a little bit big in the arms, but small in the areas where it counts. And by that, I do mean his brains. You, sir, gave a very good speech indeed. You did. I might have heard it a time or two, but again, it's very, very good. I'm not sure about that one over there. Then, of course, there's the human. Humans aren't a very old race, but they should do in a pinch. Very least, they can act as bait. And what about you, sir? Who do you think will be joining our fine squad?
I hesitate to prognosticate in a situation like this. I think that each of us has our strengths, each of us has our weaknesses, some more obvious than others. Once again, shoot a look at the T-Rex. But I think that any one of us could make it. Any two of us, any three, any four. More importantly, if we were not to make it, or if we were to have to choose another way to serve, what do you think you might do?
I think it's quite obvious. Punches a hole in the wall.
I'm waiting for the part that's obvious.
I punched a hole in the wall.
I saw.
Yes.
Do we expect to be fighting many walls?
We expect to be fighting many things that will crumble before us.
And there we agree, my friend. There we agree.
Ah, at this point, the Eldrin will walk up. The Eldrin's the one I said was the Stegosaurus, wasn't it?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
He's dark and scary looking. Yeah.
I was like, ha, ha, I like you. Points at the satyr. This guy's clever. How is that not obvious?
He just returns the stare.
What's the matter?
Nothing, friend.
Hi. Hello. They call me Pat.
Yes, I put a drink in his hand as he stands about.
Oh, thanks.
Drink up.
Drops it and downs it in one gulp.
Well, you do have a hearty appetite for the drink.
Who doesn't?
Exactly. What about you, Stony? You want some of the black oil of the earth? Black blood of the earth, I guess I should say.
I'm fine. I do not require any sort of nourishment.
I don't drink wine.
So you guys continue on like this for a little while longer.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And the council elder, the leader of the tribe, or the leader of the council of the tribes, who's a human of the Rex tribe, actually.
A human.
Yes, a human. We seem to be split on our decision, so we have one last contest that we will perform to determine who amongst you will be sent north. As we say your name, come join us. And he gestures to two people. One of them is of the Soul Carriers tribe, and is very obviously a priest, a priest of death, essentially. And the other one is of the Water Carriers.
Mm.
Ocean's Care tribe, and is essentially looks like he would be a shaman of the tribe.
Please don't squeeze the shaman, eh?
You're a little bit too young for that one, Rob.
Yeah.
They still use it.
It's good to know.
So as you are called, join the leader that summons you. And they go back and forth. First, the soul carrier. Stormwind Brokenhorn.
Here.
Come join me, please.
Ladies, I'll return momentarily.
And the other one. Yes. How's this? Patriarch. The Patriarch. Oh, that's me. The Eldrin. It's like, runs over there. Looks around the crowd, the soul carrier does. Passes over each person in turn. Resplendent Marvel.
Silently walks over. Stands.
Back to the soul carrier. Yes. Mishfa Stormhorn, the the paladin stands, stretches, and walks over behind. Makapilipua.
Hey, that's me! I walk over there. I put down the sandwich that I was going to eat, and I walk over there.
All right. No. Not you. He kind of does
eeny meeny
between three of them, completely ignoring the member of his tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Korbek, Gadeen, and the Ankylosaur, the armored healer, the dwarf, walks over. It's like, yes, I'm honored.
What is happening?
I assume we'll see soon enough.
The soul carrier kind of looks between Burai and the Rex. Settles on the Rex for a moment. The Rex starts to get up. Burai, Sunburst.
Well met, sir.
Thank you. All right, in that case, Ascended Hellsword. And the Rex walks over.
I'll pick
the last. He's like, finally. Must have been saving the best.
That's not how we do it when we play.
All right.
I love
you. You should see how I play.
So the Rex Elder, these eight are two teams, four and four. They will combat each other, and whoever comes out will be sent on the mission. Will be sent with our best interests. I do apologize for you other two, but the council has decided that the mission is best served with four members. We will meet in the arena in an hour.
Rob, I would like to make an official notation.
Yes.
The hysterical giggling bursts whenever Makapilipua speaks. Are Matthew out of character? Because Burai would never cackle like a lunatic outwardly. He's chuckling inside, of course.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think that the teams have been divided here, and mm-hmm. we're going to go see what happens. The players here only have to wait an hour. Our characters only have to wait an hour for the battle to begin. Unfortunately, you have to wait an entire week.
Oh, man.
Dear Critical Hit Team, says Ryan of Texas, thank you guys so much for putting out such a fantastic podcast. Excellent story, role-playing, sound quality, comedy, and the Critical Hit Podcast is the sole sustenance of my daily life. Let's see.
No question, just praise.
That's what I'm looking for here. Okay. I had a mechanics question for Rodrigo, and really this could be a question for anybody.
Sure.
The Scion of Arcosia.
Scion.
The Scion of Arcosia Paragon Path, PHB 2, has a level 11 counter power and a level 20 daily power that have a special effect of using the ability you selected for your Dragonsborn's Dragon Breath racial power.
Right.
You have the powerful Breath feat and the empowered Breath feat. You can apply those bonuses, D10s instead of D6s, to the Scion's attacks.
Scion. Yeah.
If so, awesome. If not, thank the dragon gods for house ruling.
Powerful breath does affect it. Powerful breath is the one that makes it so you choose one ability score, and that ability score is used for all of your breath features.
Yep.
I know this one works because the character builder told me it worked when I played a Scion of Arcosia previously. Empowered breath, is that the other one he asked about?
Empowered breath feat, yes. Right. PHB races dragonborn.
Just a moment, and I will look that one up. I think it'll probably do it. And fortunately, I do have a Dragonborn up, because I've got Matthew's character.
Yeah.
Dragon Breath uses D10s. No, that'll only affect your Dragon Breath.
Right.
Because the other two powers are not part of your dragon breath. The reference, the ability that you use for your dragon breath is why powerful breath works with it.
Right. So definitely the level 20 clinging breath does not in any way interact with any of that stuff. It just, they just reference it to keep the character along the same lines. Mm.
So it's like flavor enhancement.
Yeah, it's so that mechanically you're using the same ability that you already picked, so mm-hmm. that it's not, you know, so that a dragonborn based on constitution wouldn't have to delve into a strength-based power, for example.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ryan goes on to say, I was curious as to what you guys felt about the edition wars that spawned after the release of 4E, and if there should be any concern that the next iteration will cause further schisms, maybe to the point of ending D&D altogether. Matthew,
Bill
what do you
Cosby
think of that?
Loves the schisms. Well, I think that it's best explained in terms of an XKCD comic, where in the first panel you see two people, you see a thing that says, there are 14 competing standards. And then you see two people going, we should create one universal standard that everyone will use. And then the third panel, it says, there are now 15 competing standards.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is exactly what will happen if and when a new edition, well, and that's what always has and probably always will happen. Yeah. When these things come out, people use what they're comfortable with. Some people are early adapters. Some people, you know, are still playing AD&D and more power to them. Thaco rules, yo! Huh.
Yeah. Ryan, any agree, disagree?
No, I largely agree with that statement. I don't think that D&D will ever completely go away, really, without role-playing games altogether going away because of the name brand recognition. Even if there's someone comes out with an edition that absolutely everyone hates, as soon as they, you know, do it again later, that
3.5.
There's a lot 3-0. Of people.
I think if you took that flame back a 0.5, you'd be pretty close. A lot of people were upset about 3.0, and 3.5 fixed it for a lot of people.
3.5 was crap.
Personally, I think that, you know, when they announced 5th edition, and if you
there's a 5th edition?
Yeah, there's a 5th edition coming,
or D&D Next or whatever they're calling it.
Yeah. So a big part of the announcement was, we are going to make a game that people who love 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th edition will love. You can play a 1st style edition character, 2nd, 3rd, 3.5, whatever you want, in this edition. I think what that is going to create is basically what Matthew said, yes. In which, you know, it might create a kind of gaming Esperanto for people who do want to play with each other. But that's about it.
Derp de derp derp derp. That's my Esperanto.
Violate any NDAs? Did you
say what?
Did you violate some NDAs there?
No, I did not. Okay. They have announced
they
that.
They have. Okay.
Now, if I talked about how wizards now in 5th edition are going to, and then you can actually retrain the, then that would be a problem.
Rob, haters going to hate always.
Pretty much. I'm not terribly excited about 5th edition. But I don't think it's going to. I think it's just going to be the next edition that people adopt and people will still play everything.
I think you can think about it this way. A lot of people who love the original Star Trek like the Next Generation.
True.
But a lot of people don't. A lot of people didn't like Voyager. A lot of people didn't like Deep Space Nine. Actually, a lot of people like Deep Space Nine.
Yes, Nine is awesome.
And a lot
Star
of
Trek is worthwhile.
Yep, and there you go.
Shut your hole.
Exactly. Exactly. Here's the thing. Everybody agrees that Star Trek in some form is awesome, but not everybody agrees on which version of Star Trek is the best. And yep. Usually Trekkies can put their differences aside to pick on kids who like Star Wars.
Babylon 5.
Damn Jedi.
Yep.
My name's Jake Lloyd, and I ruined a franchise.
Possibly the best D&D podcast out there, says Kilo Gex.
Hell yeah.
Addictive, says Monochrome. Why I love paper games, from Hope to Skagi. Fix in a D&D drought, says Draco Maximo. I've got to say, you guys are doing a great job with this podcast. For a soldier that can't always find a group to play with, this is a great holdover. The story is awesome, and the banter between the characters is a hoot. Thank you again for all you guys do. Keep it up. Those are just some of the 5-star ratings over at iTunes. We do appreciate everybody who continues to shell out and shine upon us those 5 stars of awesome. We appreciate you downloading and listening every week. If you have a comment, a question, about Critical Hit, our game, or Dungeons & Dragons in general, or just really any question, just send them to podcast@majorspoilers.com. All right, everybody, that wraps it up for this week's show. Next week, we're going to find out who's going to wind up on this team. So until then, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.